And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Biden administration's parting gifts keep getting worse. A federal court document reveals that just 3 days before leaving office, Biden's DOJ quietly settled a long-running case with the Alavi Foundation, an alleged Iranian front group. The deal handed back $174 million in interest in a Manhattan skyscraper the government had seized for illegal ties to the Iranian regime. The same Alavi Foundation, you'll recall, that funded a mosque just 30 miles from the Pentagon where congregants honored Iran's quote-unquote martyred supreme leader. Former FBI agent Laura Burns warned that allowing the foundation to essentially start over with a clean slate creates serious risks from a regime that has openly called for the death of American leaders. Speaking of regimes that brutalize Christians, it's now been 8 years since 14-year-old Leah Sharibu was kidnapped from her home in northern Nigeria by Islamic militants. She was taken alongside 104 other girls. Most have been released. Leah, however, has not, because she refuses to renounce her faith in Christ. And here at home, new data from Massachusetts shows abortions in the state doubled in 2024 to nearly 50,000, driven almost entirely by abortion pills. And half of those didn't even occur in Massachusetts. They were pills shipped to other states. The abortion lobby has effectively turned the mail system into a powerful weapon for circumventing pro-life laws nationwide. And a disturbing new study in the journal Social Sciences documents what parents already know. Pornography is directly fueling the sexual abuse of children. Researchers found it's used to groom victims, normalize violence, and socialize minors into degrading behavior. One forensic interviewer noted that smartphones with unrestricted internet access are the single biggest risk factors. Some encouraging news from the defense sector, where major contractors like Lockheed Martin, RTX, and Boeing are dismantling DEI programs and refocusing on their actual mission, which is building weapon systems that keep Americans safe. Lockheed suspended identity-based employee groups, Boeing dropped DEI from executive pay structures, and as one corporate engagement director put it, you don't need supplier quotas to defend the homeland. You need grit and merit. Meanwhile, the DHS funding standoff drags into its second month, with TSA agents working without pay, security lines stretching past 3 hours at major airports, and officers reportedly selling plasma to cover their rents. Elon Musk has offered to personally cover TSA salaries, which is a generous gesture that mostly highlights how absurd it is that Congress can't do its job. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.